Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Who's Next Class is that cut up for you here at 4:30, but first time for a few emails from the men's room at KISW.com.
You've got mail.
And a couple more from our question today. Sex, race, religion, occupation, what do you do that perfectly fits your stereotype? Guys, I'm half Asian. I can't live without rice, and I'm proficient with math.
Oh, I love potatoes.
Yeah, well, I'm
Irish dude. Is that what
you're... Yeah.
Okay, it took me a second. I'm like, okay.
Well, he's got to make fun of himself. I'm like, yeah, I like potatoes in all forms. Potato chips.
Right.
How often do you hear me talk about chips? Like, can't have them. I'll eat them all.
Yeah, exactly. I'm a white male. Grew up in the Pacific Northwest. So, yes, I have a beard. Haha. Guys, I'm kind of OCD perfectionist. I'm in quality assurance.
That makes sense.
What is quality assurance exactly?
I mean, exactly what it says, depending what it is you're checking the quality of. But it can be food products, it can be mechanical products, right? But if that's your job, I want someone who's a OCD and kind of a perfectionist.
Guys, I'm Irish. Drink 1 gallon of whiskey a week.
Damn.
Here's a not-so-good one. I'm a truck driver. Not one of us is sober.
Oh, damn.
Very comforting.
Gentlemen, I am white, and I love cheese.
I don't know.
If I'm on an airline, I get a cheese plate every time.
I love that fruit cheese platter. I just didn't think of that as a white stereotype, but I guess it.
Well, now you know.
Yeah.
Cheese lover.
Is that our thing?
Well, I like cheese too, but no one makes fun of me.
Right?
Like,
right,
I can eat cheese, you can eat fried chicken. If we switch plates, then we get the looks.
Would you go out of your way to make a charcuterie?
I have, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I buy a block of cheese every time I go to the grocery store.
Yeah.
I have more cheese in my fridge than most people normally would. That's for sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But I mean, some stereotypes don't always work.
Yeah.
Like, nobody's going to look at my old Acura tinted windows and picture me popping out.
No. That's a surprise, brother.
He's helping our stereotype.
Your door should actually just say surprise when you open it.
And finally, guys, my uncle was a pastry chef. He always told me to never trust a skinny chef.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's time for a few birthdays brought to you by Men's Room Roasted Red Salsa from San Juan Salsa Company.
Dip responsibly.
All right, let's see. Birthdays. Guys, happy birthday to myself, since no one else is going to send in a birthday shout-out. Turning 32. So can I get an uh-oh lookout, an owl hitting the window, and the captain telling a story about, maybe pooping yourself at work, as my recent foreman did. Thank you for the many years of laughs, guys. That from Nick.
Uh-oh, look up.
Ooh, well, ahoy there. This might surprise you, but dear Captain has never... pooped himself at work. I mean, sure, I've dropped my pants and poofed off the side of the SS Guppy, but we call that chumming. Actually, that's how I met Charlie the Tuna. But as far as pooping yourself at work, the old Keebler elves had a norovirus outbreak they didn't get to, but it inspired the fudge tribe cookies, the fudge sticks, and the fudge-covered something grams. That's correct. They said time is money, just add a little sugar. Crunch berries.
Guys, it's my wife's birthday. She turns 33 this year. Can you please give her some turtle sex? And Coke Ted giving some advice on how she should spend her holiday break. Thanks, guys. That from Anthony. Doesn't say his wife's name.
Not important, Miles.
Well, if she's listening to me, she's going to be out partying her ass off, all right? That guy doesn't even remember your name. You stay here at the bar, maybe hit the bathroom with me, and then let's rock and roll, girl.
Michelle, please help me wish my amazing husband, Elia, a very happy 36th birthday. He had a very successful year, the highlights of it being the birth of our son, celebrating our 10th year wedding anniversary, and watching his beloved Sounders win League's Cup Live. He's a wonderful husband and a dedicated and caring father, and we love him very much. So can you get a random soundbite or two from Mike, some thrill shotgun gets, dad jokes from Miles, and Coach Ted hyping him up for the next Sounders MLS season? Thanks, guys. That from Victoria.
You like that? You like that?
You like
Get.
Do your girl and your Johnson.
Get.
Dad jokes.
Why does Santa carry a single stone with him in his sleigh? Why does Santa carry a single stone with him in his sleigh?
I got nothing.
It's his jingle bell rock.
All right.
Guys, a bad motorboat accident is when you almost drown.
Oh, yeah?
A good one is when you almost suffocate.
All right, took me a second.
What do you call the nutcracker performed by plumbers? What do you call the nutcracker?
The butt cracker.
The butt cracker.
Butt cracker.
And finally, the dad jokes, the Dallas Cowboys visited an orphanage over the weekend.
Oh, yeah?
So the kids wouldn't feel that bad.
It's like the Cowboys wouldn't need to feel better.
Yeah, no doubt.
All right, guys, here you go.
Hey, on. It's my brother Chris's birthday.
Oh, you just remember now.
Well, I called him. Mike, give him a penis is too small.
The penis is too small.
What else a good principal need?
A principal? Ooh.
Please clap.
Yep.
Yeah.
I said that.
How old's your brother?
Oh, 52.
All right. Okay. Very good.
Took me a sec.
All right, guys, here you go.
Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you.
BG. Yaws of Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm. Schweinefleisch.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Ash. Thank you, Bob. A couple extra emails. Hola, guys. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Subject Merry Christmas. Is airplane stairs. Just got off the plane in lovely Paris, France.
All right. Oh,
petty.
Made sure to stop at the top of the stairs and waved everybody. I do. That from Tony. What else? Guys, I'm just commenting on something I've heard Miles mention multiple times. Reheating the pizza in a pan on the stove. Simply dynamite. That is the only way I'm going to do it now. With the microwave, you just get that soggy, warm slice. That stove crisps that bread up. It has a slight crunch to the bread, and all the toppings are reheated. Mm-hmm. That from your favorite listener, B Money.
Do you like that better than just reheating it in the oven?
I do, because it crisps up the bottom, I think, a little bit better.
That makes sense.
That's all right. And if you put a lid on top, you can melt the cheese again and everything else. What else do we got here? Definitely wanted to read this one. It says, guys... I want to start out with you guys are awesome. I'm not sure if this is something you could do to help out, but I hope so. So the Saturday night before Thanksgiving in Tacoma, my aunt and uncle are driving home, and some guy threw a chunk of concrete over an overpass, and it landed on and in their car going under it, slamming into my uncle's head. The tragic story of what happened and what he's been fighting for since is on our GoFundMe page. I was hoping you would be able to just get the word out there. He's a genuinely nice person, has a great sense of humor. He and my aunt's life has been changed forever. As it states on, they're just asking for help for the expenses that are already piling up fast. And it's not just about the financial strain. It's also about the thoughts and prayers and good vibes you can give, if you could. Hoping he will have a good quality of life, hopefully in the future. Thank you guys for everything that you do, for the sanity of all of our commuters, and also for all the off-air things that you guys do for the community. Happy holidays from a loyal rockaholic and their family. Thanks, guys. That's from Justin. And the name of the GoFundMe is Donate to Support Gary's Recovery After a Tragic Accident, and that's organized by Stephanie Miller. So
damn, man.
I just want to get the word out there. I remember that story. That was...
I don't remember it. Yeah, obviously, it made the news, but I don't remember seeing it. That is insane.
All right, coming up here at 5:08. We will drink and toast with a shot of the day, but first...
Now, the men's room wants to know... Who sucks less?
Hey, time for Who Sucks Less. Team of Thrill, who you bring us three stories from the news each and every week that always suck. However, it's up to us to determine, out of those three stories, which one sucks the least. Now, if you happen to like the Men's Room on Facebook or follow us on X and Instagram at Men's Room Live, the debate is already underway on Who Sucks Less.
Yeah, and like I said at the top of the show, all three stories inevitably kind of involve the medical industry. You know, whether people are taking drugs, stealing money, etc., etc. But let's just get underway. So we go to India, where a man has been accused of denying his wife penicillin when she was ill, which led to her death, while later accepting medicine for his own illness, thus saving his own life. All right, so she just needed penicillin. This is not some crazy, like, snake antivenom. This is penicillin. He denies her penicillin. She dies. A little bit later, he has a different illness. They're like, hey, we have a medication. He's like, oh, yeah, absolutely. Bring it on. Now, in addition to allowing his wife to die, in spite of the medication being available, he's also accused of mistreatment of women, which included his own teenage nieces. Apparently, he slept with several of them to, quote, test his celibacy. That was his quote, to test his celibacy. But he didn't stop with his nieces. The man also conducted controversial experiments that involved sharing his bed naked with other young women and girls to, again, test his self-control. We never got the results on how well he did on that. Now, these acts have been widely described as abusive and exploitative because they are. He was also a devout and unapologetic racist. Anyway, turns out he was also shot and killed. And I guess that's a happy ending. Yeah, this guy. So that's his story.
He's just not a good person.
It seems that way. Actually, we stay in India for story number two, where a woman is facing harsh criticism for creating what some are calling a cult of death. Now, the accusations stem from her allegedly prioritizing a cult of suffering over adequate medical care in her hospices. She operates a series of hospices in different countries around the world. Sounds kind on the surface, but she's accused of accepting money from questionable sources like dictators and then potentially misusing those funds despite massive donations. Critics pointed to poor conditions, lack of diagnosis, and unnecessary pain relief in her facilities. In other words, she's suspected of using her donations for personal benefit instead of investing in the hospice facilities. Now, despite huge donations, her clients often lack, they say, basic hygiene, proper diagnosis, and sufficient pain relief, with critics claiming she viewed suffering as spiritually valuable. That was her explanation. Now, millions of donations were reportedly not effectively used for patient care, with some questioning where the money went. Now, critics argue she glorified suffering, promoting a view that suffering was good rather than alleviating. It also saved a lot of money, none of which has actually been tracked down. Again, she passed away of natural causes at the age of 87. And then finally, closer to home, we go to New Jersey, where a man was fired from his job as a nurse after 16 years in the industry. He's accused of stealing drugs from the hospital. So a co-worker found medication vials in a disposal bin. The drugs were not valuable outside of the hospital, and since they were not used for recreational drug use, the hospital launched an investigation and found that he'd been stealing medications, and he was fired. Now, before his medical career, he'd been a petty officer second class as part of the team that operated the Poseidon missiles aboard the submarine, the USS Woodrow Wilson. And after serving our country, he went to nursing school and then worked at various hospitals in New Jersey and Pennsylvania. He's worked at the burn units, coronary care, the intensive care unit, where he received the employee award, cardiac care, and finally the critical care of the Somerset Medical Center in Somerset, New Jersey. It was there that he was, in fact, busted for stealing the drugs that actual patients needed for their care. So those are your three stories. We have the guy in India who, at the jump, denied medication for his wife, which led to her death, accepted medication for him, which led to his continued life. And this is the guy who, the mistreatment of women, including sleeping with his two teenage nieces, again, to test his celibacy, was his excuse. And then didn't stop there. We have the woman in India. She runs hospices around the world. But basically, she was getting a lot of donations because it sounds good on the surface, but misappropriating the funds, and no one's sure where the money went, but it did not go to the hospices. And then finally, the guy who possibly had been stealing drugs for 16 years, but certainly in the last 3 years of his profession as a nurse in New Jersey. Wow.
So he's just stealing them to steal them.
As far as, because like,
there's no recreational,
there's no recreational
they're not
use
opiates.
For it. No. They were like, that's why. It just seemed weird to them, like, this is worth investigating. You could probably pick out a drug addict. You know, if they're taking opiates, you could probably figure out who's taking them. But in this case, they're like, there's no recreational value to these. But fired nevertheless, because you still can't steal the drugs that patients need at a hospital.
I mean, that almost seems worse. At least, like, somebody, like, you shouldn't be stealing medication from anybody.
But you understand
that. At least the addict, I go.
You're addicted.
All right, they're addicted. They're feeding their, like. Just stealing medication, like a blood pressure pill from somebody, just to let him suffer seems awful.
Mm-hmm.
And the pain relief ones he wasn't taking on his own?
Not as far as I know. He was not indicated in the article.
I'll tell you what, I'll give you credit. We haven't had this one. It's very tough to pick any of them.
Yeah.
I know it's always the game, but today I'm like, Jesus.
Well, the guy in India is a scumbag, obviously. The guy that killed his wife.
Let his wife die. He
and
did
then
not
look
kill
what
her.
He did with his nieces. He got his, though, but in the end. Probably just for being a douche. But that's pretty bad. I don't know the numbers on the woman in India, but the fact that they labeled those hospices as a cult of death.
That was the nickname. Yeah, but obviously,
and
she did not call
the world
them that.
And there are multiple locations.
Yeah.
Lacking basic hygiene, proper diagnosis.
And getting a lot of money and donations.
And pain relief and all that stuff. To me, just based on what I would assume to be the numbers of people affected, I think that one sucks the most.
Okay.
Just because of the numbers. Now, we know the guy in India, he sucks pretty bad. I'm going to, in this case, I guess I got to go, Ted, with the nurse in New Jersey. Because death is not involved in this. Patients were in pain. That's horrible. Yeah. But just trying to measure the three stories up against each other. I'm going to go with the nurse in New Jersey.
Do we know if the woman in India, was she, like, pocketing the money?
nobody's quite sure. That's the assumption. But like anything, you got $1 million donation, 10 for your hospice that you own, Ted. 10,000 right. went to the hospice. 990,000 is missing. I don't know that you pocketed it, but there seemed to be no paper trail.
It didn't go to the hospice.
To be
right. The hospices.
Which is what the donation was for. So maybe, who knows, maybe she invested in Bitcoin, but it didn't make it to the intended target.
Or bought a vacation home or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a tough one. Again.
And she's passed away as well.
Yes.
But at least I can figure out her reasoning, which is just.
Greed.
Greed. Which, again, isn't like being an addict stealing pills. But I could fathom, like, all right, she's greedy. She's just stealing this money. She's not actually helping people. The guy in India, like we said, obviously a scumbag, terrible human being. I just can't get over this guy and the nurse in Jersey. Just stealing medication. Like, that just seems like a sick, like, oh, I'm just going to let him writhe in pain or die on the own. Yep. Now, you're right. If they didn't die, if it was just a pain thing, that's better. Because both cases, the woman in India, people are dying in there. But I don't know. At least she had some bad, terrible reason to do it.
So you're saying she, I guess the I'll woman say, in India, sucks the least?
Yes.
All right. It's interesting you say that. So, guys, just so you know, this was, Miles, you think that Mahatma Gandhi sucks the worst. You think Mahatma Gandhi was at, yeah, Ted, I set you up. Mahatma Gandhi, you think Mahatma Gandhi, that was the man, he was, as I said, he was shot and killed. He was the worst because he did deny his wife penicillin.
Douchebag, I believe, is what Miles called him.
You call Gandhi a
douche.
The middle one did sound, I was like, you know, I just read this thing about Mother Teresa.
That was Mother Teresa, Ted.
You are kidding me.
The woman in India. The woman in India who basically pocketed a lot of money from hospices around the world, but no one could quite track down the money, and her hospices are run very shoddily. She's known as Mother Teresa. Yes. And then finally, Ted, you know, maybe you have the best eye for this kind of thing because you said that this guy that's stealing the non-opioid, non-addictive, non-drug recreational.
It is.
Because that particular guy is Charles Edmund Cullen, who confessed to 29 murders. They confirmed 40, but based on his experience, they believe that he murdered up to 400 people.
In the hospital?
Through the hospital.
I feel like I did okay at this.
You did. I totally thought you would think he sucks the least.
Other than the fact that you said that Gandhi is a terrible human being.
So, Miles, you're down on Gandhi.
Jesus.
I mean, and look, these are their stories, right? They are known for other things, but these are the stories. So Gandhi, known for other things, but that was his
deal. No wonder he was shot and killed.
Like, yeah, my wife died.
Jesus.
Penicillin, dude, he got malaria. He's like, give me the medication. Slept with his nieces to, quote, unquote, test his celibacy. And like I said, we never got the result. That was Mahatma Gandhi. So the woman with the hospices around the world, taking money from dictators in other countries, are like, man, don't take his money. They're going to want a favor. She said, no, I don't take that money. The assumption was that it went to the hospices. It did not. And no one knows where that money went. And look, she didn't live like she was rich, so who knows where the money went. But it wasn't going to the hospices. And yeah, Ted, you nailed it. The guy stealing the drugs the patients needed.
Yeah.
Yeah, it turns out he may have killed up to 400 people. Notorious serial killer here in the United States. So now you know. Mahatma Gandhi, Mother Teresa, and a serial killer. Yay! So, Ted, when you asked me earlier, hey, man, are you doing, like, the setup? I'm like, oh, dude, I totally forgot.
Yeah.
And I came in and told Mike. Ted, believe me, because he asked me directly, because you're talking about Diddy.
I wanted you to talk about how, but I had never told you off air, like, hey, you should use Diddy.
Yeah.
Because he donated a ton of money.
Yeah.
Right? Oh, man, I'm so glad I knew there was something sick and twisted.
You actually,
you're glad about the serial killer.
I'm just glad I know people.
That he sucked the most.
Yeah, and I was like, I think that's the worst. Sucks the most. Like, there's no reasoning behind that.
He doesn't have one redeeming quality.
Right. Like, he's just a sick dude.
All right. Debate continues on Who Sucks Us. If you like the Men's Room on Facebook or follow us on X and Instagram and Men's Room Live.
We're waiting for that.
Coming up until 5:08, we're going to drink a toast with a shot of the day. You are listening to the Men's Room.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
99.9 KISW. The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill.
All right, so coming up here at 5:08, we'll drink a toast with a shout of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check out Mike Hogg and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Thank you, Miles. A new study found that Italian bears living near villages have evolved to be smaller and less aggressive.
Yeah, I'm not so angry now. You know, give me some trash. It's really good.
It's beautiful there, right?
Excuse me.
Ooh, I'm not as aggressive anymore.
I've been trying to put the trash back in your trash can when I am done, eh?
Manja.
Where's the gabagoo?
I don't know why. I love the Italian bear. Like, now he's, like, wearing pants and, like, cool shoes. He's just like, yeah, of course, he's the Italian bear, right?
How does he have slicked back hair?
Yeah.
Jewelry the whole nine.
He's just smoking all the time.
Talks like Dez.
Looks like Dez. That's right. He's got a pool but doesn't use it.
He owns, like, three sweatsuits. I like that. Yeah, we live near town. We had to get nicer.
I really calmed down since I moved in there. I'm from the city, you know.
Right.
People nice around here.
I'm going to go to Sicily. Oh, wait. That's supposed to, again, scusi.
Yeah.
Scusi. Do you have any aranciadas?
So, Matty, you got some car trouble I can help you with? It's unfortunate. Just ride auto.
Oh, now they're running an auto show.
That's right. Look out. Right. Oh, there's an article. Heated bars, nothing but wife beaters.
Yep.
There's an article highlighting the fact that it's house moving season in Nantucket.
House moving season.
House moving season. So just the changing conditions of that area. Apparently what they were saying was that a lot of the houses that are built, they need some sort of a change or an update or something like that. So a lot of places will just basically want to condemn the homes that are there, and then they'll tear them down and then they'll build new ones. But the way that their rules work over there is that they basically have to declare, we're going to tear down this house.
All right.
It's yours if you want it. You just need to hike it up and out of here and get the house out of there. And it happens all the time. Hmm. People will go over there, they'll grab a trailer, they'll jack the house up, and then they will move it to wherever they want to. Sometimes it's back a few feet. Sometimes it's to a completely different lot.
They just do a different foundation in a different location.
Yeah.
That's a different part of pain in the ass. That can't be cheap.
Dude, I'm telling you, Nantucket is a different world.
No kidding.
Yeah. And again, all the people that live there are very pissed now because they opened a brewery and a winery.
Right.
So now you have just
outsiders.
Yeah, that come over for the day. It used to be, if you didn't know somebody on Nantucket, you didn't go over there. And they kind of let you know.
Sure.
Kind of like people say about Paris. Like, people are not friendly. They know who lives on the island and who doesn't. Which is weird. You get the vineyard, people are fine.
They're fine. Okay. Vineyard, yeah.
People are fine.
Nantucket is, yeah.
No kidding.
Okay, I'm going to get a point to not go.
Yeah, I'm all right.
I mean, I've been to the Cape countless times. I've been in the Vineyard. You want to go to Nantucket? No desire.
No kidding.
Wow. Yeah. Okay.
60% of Americans would love a monetary gift for the holidays.
Yeah, don't say.
I'll take one.
Huh.
Basically, again, we've been talking about this for years with Amazon. Like, nobody wants for anything anymore. If you want it and you need it, you just go on there and you get it. You can have it in a few days. So, yeah, some dough would be great.
Money's great all the time.
Yes.
On any occasion, people are like, cool, it's money.
Whoever made up the... Look, I get it. If it's your significant other, don't give her cash. But
that'd be a little weird.
To say,
Eagle, baby, I love you.
Here's $100.
Here's a stack.
Thanks for last night. But when people are like, it's so impersonal to give cash to somebody as a gift. It's like, who told you that?
It's just not a sexy gift.
Yeah.
It doesn't take any thought. It doesn't take any work. It doesn't take any depth of knowing who the person is. But
it does, because you determine the cash amount.
Okay.
Like, some thought goes into that. I mean, I know it sounds stupid, and maybe it's impersonal, but also, like, look, man, if I don't know what you want, and you know what you do want, this cash will help you get it.
Right. You know, we did a Secret Santa here with the Odyssey team members.
Yeah, I bought a Willie Nelson Chia.
Absolutely. But looking at it...
What?
It said you could opt out.
I know.
So Miles and I did. Oh, you did, too.
I opted out.
I thought Miles and I were the only two.
Nah.
All right.
Oh, no, I opted in.
Steve was the only one who opted in, actually.
Look at you, Mr. Friendly.
Well, I saw the Chia Pet commercial, and I'm like, I got SpongeBob, they have Bitcoin, but I saw Willie Nelson, and I'm like, I'm giving that to somebody.
But, you know, they do it like a $25 limit or something like that on it. Okay, if you did Secret Santa, you opted in, and then you thought you got your Chia Pet, Steve, all right? You went out, you actually found a Chia Pet, you got it, you figured out who your person was, you did.
By me, I had my wife ordered on Amazon, but yes.
Same deal.
Yeah,
but if your Secret Santa gave you an envelope with $25 cash in it,
I'd have gone to the bar, and I'd have been super happy.
Damn straight.
Yeah,
that works.
I remember as a kid once, one of the uncles I didn't really know on my mom's side, they had me, and they gave me a big box. It was like it ended up being a small box instead of a giant box, and this and that. There was $40 in it, and all day I was like, "Got $40 today."
Yeah,
I mean, I had gotten toy after toy, but that $40, I was like, $40.
Yeah, that's possibility right there.
Right.
that's whatever you want it to be.
That's exactly it.
It's a lot of hot dogs.
Put your thinking caps on, boys. Time for the Merriam-Webster Word of the Day, brought to you by the letter E. It is a verb, and I give you guys 30% chance of success on this one. To do this with an ideology or a belief or et cetera is to take up and support it as a cause. It is an E word, which means to take up and support an ideology, a belief, et cetera, as
extremism.
A cause. Extremism. Not bad, but not the answer.
Hmm.
Any other guesses before I reveal?
It's a verb?
It is a verb. An E-word to take up and support as a cause, some ideology, a belief, etc., anything like that.
Empathy?
Espouse is the
word. Oh, yeah.
Yep. I thought espouse meant like somebody keeps espousing about this and that.
We use it a little wrong, but yeah, we use it in that context.
Right, you're taking it up and supporting it. You know, you're singing its praises all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Doctors are urging folks to know their health as we get into the holiday season, as the risk of heart attack or stroke rises this time of year.
Because you're around family.
I would say family and food, you know.
And shopping.
Say.
Correct.
Yeah. Sadly, I think the day after Christmas is like the biggest day for heart attacks.
I wouldn't be shocked.
On the second day of Christmas, my true love gave to
me. Well,
it's
cold. The weather's colder. Right, you're exactly right. People are probably going to eat a lot more than they normally would.
You might have stress.
You might have a cocktail. Like, it's just a combination of bad stuff.
And you're going to eat things that you don't normally eat. Mm-hmm. You're going to eat a lot more of something that you just don't. We're going to carb it up. We're going to starch it up. We're going to clog our arteries. There's cookies and candy and stuff like that all over the place.
I've eaten a lot of cookies in the last 2 days, thanks to being here.
Right.
Puppy chow.
The stress of family goes into Jedi levels, because you have to deal with your family no matter how little you like them.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to forgive them for things that you don't want to, because you know that they're just waiting on the fact that you're just going to drop it.
Oh, sure.
And they suck because of that. So, you know, you're dealing with the politics of family, which is, it sucks.
Yeah.
So the stress is in different levels. The foods that you're eating as a comfort just continue to get shoveled down your throat.
And you probably eat more comfort food when you're around your family.
Right. Mm-hmm. And you drink more when you're around your family, because that makes them bearable.
Because they're making the food you like.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, and it's fun, too. I don't know. You got that one cousin or something you don't see, and they're like, you want to go out to the garage and have a beer? Like,
absolutely.
Yeah,
tell them two or three.
Yeah.
There's an article that just wants to remind us that your Spotify Wrapped serves as a reminder that even our leisure time is being surveilled and sold. Yeah. Wasn't it already?
Yeah.
Isn't that really what everybody just targets?
It's nothing new. I mean, you read the fine print of anything you set up for. It's basically what they're telling you. Like, we want your information.
Correct.
And my thing is, I don't care if you have my information because I know you already have it.
Right.
You can piss and moan about it, but it's already done. My thing is like, look, I don't know what you sell it for, but people will be a lot cooler if you sell it because you're making just extra money on that frivolous income for them. Let's cut us in for 50%. Like Spotify is like, we're going to sell your information. All right, just give me at the end of the year.
Right.
Send me a check so I can find out what I'm worth to the consumer.
Even if it's $1 a customer, give me 50
cents. Right, it doesn't matter. Yeah. Just right, hook me up.
I think Thrill saw it, but there was a very good skit on SNL last week. It was your Uber Eats rap.
Did you see they're about to actually do it?
Oh, God, no. Nobody wants to see it.
So, yeah, it's basically like the Spotify, this is what you listen to most. SNL did a skit about Uber Eats. So it's like, you've consumed, was it, $24,000 worth of chicken nuggets, that kind of stuff.
Right. Your top three are Taco Bell, McDonald's, and you order at 11 p.m.
I read yesterday, Uber, I guess they'd already kind of had the plan to do it, and then SNL beat them to the punch. And Uber's like, I want to say it's more like they're offering you the opportunity to say, where Spotify will tell you.
Yeah.
Uber's kind of like, look, we understand you might not want to know, or maybe you've been hiding crap from other people, but... If you would like to know the places you frequent most, they will do it.
It seems like it would be more counterintuitive to the business model.
What do you mean?
Like, look, if I'm ordering everything at 11 o'clock, now that's in my head.
Sure.
And maybe one night I decide, you know what, man, I'm not going to do that.
I feel bad because
I'm not going to fall into what I normally do, and I'm not going to order from the same place I normally do. And if they have a monetary amount on that, and you're trying to budget as you go into a new year.
Oh, for sure.
You're going to be thinking to yourself, you know what, man? I should cook at home a little bit more.
Right.
Maybe change the things that I eat.
The problem with 11 p.m. delivery food is that process starts hours beforehand.
Right.
When you go to happy hour.
You're not going to make a good decision.
Right. By the time you're sitting there at 11:30 at night going,
don't care.
It's open.
Right. Maybe at 7, you might make a different decision.
Right, 7 or 8, I can fathom. Yeah.
Miles, here's your receipt from the year at this bar.
Like, no, oh, no, my
no.
God.
No, no, no. No.
Itemized.
How many ounces of beer I drank, if you do it that way, which equates to how many pints,
mm-hmm.
or whatever the deal, how much liquor I've shoved down my throat. I don't want to see that.
How many shots did you take at the bar?
I don't want to know.
Just two.
Yeah. You got this all wrong.
This was your favorite establishment. Oh, we had a bender down in San Diego, didn't we?
Oh, man. And I get points at Sean O'Donnell. So by the end of the year, man, I'm like, free dinner on me, baby.
Like, on my birthday, sometimes, we'll do 12, we were trying to do 12 pubs at Christmas.
Yeah.
So we kept going to all these bars. The next day, they cut off my card.
Oh.
They were like, we think there's fraud, man. And I was like, well, no, it's my birthday. I went to, like, not. She was like,
you're a drunk.
Yeah, basically, yes.
You have a problem, sir.
All right, anyhow. That's,
yeah, they cut you off in some strange locations.
Yeah.
Yeah, that and the bunny ranch.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Like,
both of those people did not care for my excuses.
But you were telling the truth.
Right. Oh, no,
did you
man,
tell
it's
me
legal.
At the bunny ranch?
I did. It was a dude. I thought he'd be like, oh, hell yeah, man. Sir, I don't care where you were. It comes out as a cash advance because it's, the bunny ranch. And he's like, sir, it doesn't matter. I just need to make sure it was you.
Okay. He's going to Wednesday night mass later on, USOB. He has a family.
That would be the day after. I flew in there on the 26th. The day after Christmas.
Day after Christmas.
That would be a that'd be a rough conversation. Too.
Happy birthday,
Jesus.
Well,
you don't want to get cut off there.
No.
Of all places on this earth.
Yeah. Like, not, I
that's
need the
last
money.
Place we want to be cut off.
We're not going there.
Throw, what day is it, buddy?
Tell us today. Today is hump day.
It is a national maple syrup day.
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10.
So given that it is National Maple Syrup Day, I decided to bring you all 10 fun facts about maple syrup.
Fun facts.
Fun facts about maple syrup. Because you never actually think fun with maple syrup. However, it's where the fun is.
Okay, that's...
You know what I mean? You go
that's the epicenter of fun.
Stack of pancakes in the morning.
Sure,
bam,
sure.
Syrup's there to help you out. You're maybe stack of waffles in the morning. Bam, there's syrup to help you
waffles
out.
Waffles sound good.
Ah, I think good. And you dip your bacon in it, it's the best.
Dip your bacon in it, it's the best. Going back to waffles.
That's a euphemism, by the way.
I was called weird for this when I met my wife. When you guys had waffles and you were putting syrup on them, did you fill the little squares with syrup? Or did you just, like, drizzle all around
you're
it?
You're talking, like,
drizzle.
A big, fat waffle?
I mean,
with,
I just...
like, the big squares?
The Belgian waffle? Like, Eggo, dude. I did it with Eggo.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes, not all the time. Okay. Depends on the mood I'm in. But
I think the real test is, do you like your syrup hot or cold? Or room temperature.
That's a good call, too. I never really experienced hot syrup.
Well, it melts the butter.
So to me, that goes a long way on pancakes, French toast, waffles.
Damn it, Ted. What? We got 3 days, brother.
You said I've never experienced hot soup. What's not that fancy?
To me, it was.
There's microwave bottles. Look, I remember when they came out with that microwave bottle you could microwave. Yeah. They'd tell you when the syrup was hot. It was like, whoa. Mind blown.
It's thinner, but it's still tasty.
It can be a cough soother. Its properties can help soothe coughs and loosen mucus, acting as a natural remedy. It kind of goes hand in hand with honey on that.
Did not realize it loosened the mucus, but I just figured the coating certainly would soothe the cough.
Sure, and if you heat it up, I would imagine that it helps. Kind of.
And if you're in that world, you gotta buy some molasses.
I'm telling you right now, man. I've kind of substituted that a lot for honey or for maple syrup.
Really?
Molasses is the ticket.
No kidding.
It is so good.
It's very thick.
It is.
It is super thick.
It is super thick, man. The rich flavor of maple syrup comes from amino acids reacting with sugars at high heat. The Maillard reaction, I believe, is that?
Maillard, yeah.
Maillard reaction during boiling.
That's what, same thing like when you caramelize onions or brown your onions on the same reaction.
Gotcha.
The Maillard reaction, yeah.
Okay.
Basically heat working with sugar to kind of change the taste of something.
So is that why, you know, I did a crash diet years ago, over a decade at this point, and one of the things that you could and then not eat, you could eat raw onions, but you couldn't eat cooked onions. I said, it's the same doggone thing. I'm not cooking it in anything. I'm putting
it
bare in the pan.
But you activated the sugars, right?
Right.
That's the difference.
My whole thought was like, the sugars are still there. It didn't conjure sugars. They're still there.
You're right.
10 fun facts about maple syrup. Long live the trees. A maple tree can be tapped for syrup for over 100 years without permanent damage.
Damn.
Often starting when it's just 20 years old.
I mean, according to us.
Yeah.
It takes a long time to get that farm started a bit.
Yeah.
Well, at least 20 years.
Yeah. Or you can grab a 20-year-old tree.
Well, it's the same thing as agave.
Right.
I mean, if you're gonna,
does it really?
Tequila and all that. It's a cactus, man. You got to let that thing grow for a while.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, you do.
I said we should ask the trees.
What are they down with us? You okay with us?
What do they say?
Well, I mean, I guess I've been giving human syrup blood for 20 years.
Human syrup.
But it doesn't mean it doesn't hurt when she pricks me with that needle.
Human syrup.
Human syrup.
Okay.
Oh, we can tap a Ted for 100 years.
Right?
You get your human syrup for your pancakes.
You could tap me for human syrup as long as I live, right? You got to just give blood.
Exactly.
So I'm saying, but it hurts. So to act like the tree's not in pain, man. It's ridiculous.
Would you be more willing to donate blood if when they hooked you up, they actually hooked you up to a tap that they pulled it from a handle?
That would be cool.
Yeah.
The Ted
Absolutely.
Handle.
The Ted handle. Color equals flavor. Different colors, be it golden, amber, dark, or very dark, indicate different flavor intensities, with darker syrups having a richer taste.
I believe that. Mm-hmm. Makes sense.
Going back to the question of the day.
Back to molasses.
Where people aren't known for using a ton of flavor and spices.
I haven't known a whole lot of different intensities of maple syrup.
When you get real maple syrup from Canada,
and
it's got like that little sticker so you know it's from a tree, you could tell.
The difference is it's $15, $20 a bottle.
Yes. And it's a lot.
You can tell by just the price. It's like anything else. Like good balsamic or olive oil. You know,
but the taste is much different.
And the viscosity is way less.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Which is blown my mind because I grew up with Mrs. Butterworth and the like.
Sure,
slow drip out of there. Then all of a sudden it's like real stuff. It's like this is soda. What is this?
Yeah.
Let's see here. Canada's king. Canada produces about 85% of the world's maple syrup, which doesn't shock you. It's on their freaking flag.
Yeah, they're kind of owning it.
There is one portion of Canada that makes 90% of the Canadian supply. Anybody know where 90% of Canada's maple syrup comes from?
I'll say the Northeast. I'll say Quebec.
Quebec. Any other guesses?
I think it's somewhere where, like Manitoba.
Manitoba.
What province is Toronto in?
Ottawa.
Ottawa. Well, I thought Ottawa's a city. It's the capital.
There's Ottawa City, but Ottawa is also the province, and that's the province that Toronto's in.
I'm saying Ottawa, because they're the Toronto Maple Leafs.
Miles, you hit it right between the eyes there, buddy. It is Quebec. They make 90% of the Canadian supply.
You want some of
the I used to spend my summers there on the Boy Scouts.
Oh, yeah. Did you really?
Yeah.
Nice. We never got to go to Canada. Doggone it. We always
it was pretty cool.
Except for the fact they hate you.
Especially as close to Canada as you were.
Yeah.
Not that Miles was super far, but farther away than you are living in Seattle.
I went to Canada for band.
Band?
10 fun facts about maple syrup. It's a natural sweetener. Pure maple syrup contains antioxidants, vitamins, and minerals and has lower glycemic index than some sweeteners. I put it in doggone smoothies for the morning. Like, yeah,
I've done it before. Yeah,
it serves as a great replacement as far as natural sweeteners go. I highly recommend it. Indigenous peoples like the Iroquois were the first to discover how to harvest and make maple syrup.
Oh, really?
Which, nice. I've always wondered where that comes from. You know, obviously it's just sap at some point, but then you figure out maybe if we boil it, it'll taste better, and then they find that it has a very sweet property.
But there has to be someone. Like, our equivalent is, like, the kid that ate glue in the back of the classroom,
mm-hmm.
right? Because you jammed this thing into a tree. Now, if you don't know what it is and it's just oozing out of the tree, there had to be somebody took the finger, and you're like, Billy, don't!
Well.
Hey, that's pretty good. Billy died later trying other things like that, but at least nailed syrup, right?
Sap flows during late winter and early spring when nights are freezing and the days are above freezing. It's a period called the sugaring season, so there's actually a time to harvest, just like anything else.
What if you use the same hole? Like, once you, well,
we'll talk about sugaring and same holes.
Miles loves him a sugar hole.
I'm sugaring that hole.
Because they got that crank, you know what I mean? They, yeah. they make the hole.
Oh, they got that crank. I mean,
they plug it up, I guess, with a cork or something.
Yeah.
But you just use the same hole when you come back next season.
Does that have a sugar rim?
I think you have to change the holes.
Really?
But you just put a cork in that hole, like a wet cork?
Well, it gets tired.
Soak the cork and then put it in the hole and pull it out the next season.
A lot of sap is needed. It takes approximately 40 gallons of sap to produce just 1 gallon of syrup.
Really?
40 gallons of sap for 1 gallon of syrup. It is wild how much it takes.
That is insane.
That explains the cost.
And then I'll leave you with the number one fun fact about maple syrup. Even though you all already know it, it's tree sweat. Maple syrup is made by boiling the clear sap from maple trees. Miles just goes ahead and stabs the cork in the sugar hole and just starts cranking. Oh,
that's all right. Ted has human syrup.
Yes, he does.
Sometimes I'll just lick the bark on the rim.
Yeah.
A man popped the hood after encountering some engine trouble, and you won't believe what he found, Miles.
What did he find?
Tell you all about it at 5:15.
Okay, sir, headlines are coming up at 5:15. In the meantime, we made it to Dragon Time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve of Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today, we're going to go ahead and toast the University of Washington men's soccer team, a.k.a. the 2025 national champion UW men's soccer team. So the Huskies, they toppled NC State in North Carolina 3-2 in overtime on Monday night. Now keep in mind, they weren't even supposed to be there, according to people who get paid money to pretend to know what they're talking about. So they had to win the Pac-10 just to get into the tournament at all. And they were the underdog.
Big Ten, sorry.
So you know what they did? They went ahead and they won. Then they were the underdog in every game that they played. They had 6 consecutive upset wins over a period of 21 days, 10,000 miles. These guys had to take their exams either on the bus or in the hotel. So, like, we keep winning, right? We're not going to be back on campus. But in the end, they ended up pulling off something that absolutely everyone said they could not do, which is go ahead and win the NCAA men's soccer final. So, gentlemen, congratulations. Make sure you remember that message. No one knows what you're made of except you. And a special shout out to the head coach, Jamie Clark. That is someone who I know personally. Job well done. Just a little bit thing about Jamie. All right, so they won on Monday night. Sadly for him, there's a video going around of the team asking him to dance, which he did because that's what coaches do when they celebrate. He can't dance. He dances exactly as well as I do. But beyond that, this man wins Monday night. You get a party with the team. They fly back into Seattle last night. I see him at the kids' Christmas party. He looked like a man who maybe had partied on Monday night and just flew in, but still showed up for his younger kids' presentation at the Christmas. He's that guy, man. So, hey, congratulations, Jamie, the whole team, man. And it's very cool because you won something that everyone said it was impossible for you to do. So what do they know? Well, less than you. Remember that. So let's drink. We pour this booze, and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola.
All right, it's going to contest it now in line for Profile This, 206-803-ROCK. Profile This is next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.